Welcome to the First Apostolic Church Podcast. Our church mission is to love as God loves, showing compassion to every soul, thus winning those souls and equipping them to be sent out to plant and to harvest. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you are blessed by today's podcast.
Amen. Can we give that praise to the Lord tonight? Isn't he worthy? Isn't he worthy? Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Jesus. God, I exalt you tonight in this house, Lord. I thank you for your presence and your spirit that is so strong in this place. Amen. There's no doubt in my mind tonight. The Lord has ordained this service. The things that have been said, the songs that have been sung, I believe every step, every part of this service has been ordained by God. And I believe that somebody is going to leave here changed. I just want to know, do you want to be that somebody? God showed up to change somebody's life, to change somebody's future, to change somebody's direction. I just want to know, do you want your direction changed? Do you want your life changed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's already been said, Brother Bird, the honor that has been given to so many great men in this place. I feel very inadequate to be standing before you tonight, but I'm thankful for the opportunity. Thank my pastor for the opportunity, Brother Bird, Section 5 Youth Director. Appreciate you, Brother Alex Mason, Indiana District Event Coordinator. Pastor McGee, you and your church family for opening your doors and allowing us to be here tonight. My good friend, Brother David Gill, I've got faith in this young man. I believe in what he is doing, and I know that he has the Indiana District youth at heart in his best interest. Elder McGee, thank you so much for the legacy that you've built, the work that you've established in this city. We're thankful. Pastor Gill, I've had the privilege and opportunity to sit underneath this man's ministry. I appreciate what he has instilled in my wife and my life and put in our family. I'm thankful for that. General Superintendent, we love you. My friend, Brother Jeremy Lang, I heard this man one time preach a message, I believe my introduction to Reverend Jeremy Lang was at a youth rally in Medora Pentecostal Church, and he preached, you got to shout it out with a bottle of shout. And I just hoped that one day I could preach like Brother Jeremy Lang. I love you. Appreciate you. It's habit to say elder behind that, but I'm not sure we're awful close. I'm not sure who's the elder here, but we'll leave it at that. There's no sense in getting in a debate this evening. Amen. The Lord has been good. Amen. Such an honor to be here. I would be amiss tonight if I didn't appreciate my wife and my daughter for what they do. I could not do what I do without them. I know this is hard. I'm going to tell on myself. Okay, because y'all don't believe this. I know, I understand, because I don't look it. But 20 years ago when I married her, that's been a long time ago. But it seems like yesterday, because I truly married my very best friend. I love you. I appreciate you tonight. My daughter, she's asked me this week, she said, Dad, multiple times, she said, are you nervous? I said, yes, very nervous. She said, you'll do fine. You'll do okay. She gave me a big hug. Let me know everything's going to be all right. And I appreciate my family tonight. Love them so much. If you would turn with me in your Bibles, I'm going to try not to keep you long this evening, to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Beginning with verse number 5, we're going to read through number 10. Such a wonderful spirit of God that's in this place. Is anybody in a hurry? Y'all ready to go home, or you still got a few shouts left in you? Amen. If you'll help me preach, it'll seem like it goes by a lot quicker. I've learned that. Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning with verse number 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. I want to make a quick notation here, a quick pause in the reading of the scripture, because I would like to say that I believe that there are ministries and callings that are going to be born through this service. But I believe the more accurate statement would be that there are ministries and callings that have already been born. And God is waiting on you. I believe there's some national youth conventions where God spoke to somebody and put something down inside your heart, put a burden and a passion and a feeling and anointing upon your life. I believe, Pastor Gill, there's been some messages that went forth from a home church, and there's been a young person that sat in a congregation that felt the call and the anointing of God on your life. And God's just waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Verse 8 says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. And if you allow me for just a few moments tonight, with the Lord's will, I want to preach this simple thought. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Would you set your Bibles down tonight and lift your hands toward heaven, and let's just ask God to speak to our hearts yet in this service. God, I believe you're here. I believe you're moving. I believe you've come to speak to some life and some heart, God. I believe, Lord, that you're touching young people tonight that have a call of God on their life. I believe, God, that you're ministering in this sanctuary tonight, God. And I don't believe that you're yet done, but I know, God, that you're still at work in this place, and you're still moving, and you're still moving, God. And while you're moving, I'm gonna keep on waiting. And while you're pouring out your spirit, I'm gonna stay right here until you're done, God. And I just want you to know I've come to be changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I've come to be changed by the spoken word. I've come to be changed, God, by what you're fixing to do right now. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated tonight if you promise to help me preach. Scripture tells us in verse number 6 that Jeremiah struggled with the simple fact that he was just a child. I can imagine, because I know my own life, the struggle that I have had stepping into the call and the ministry of God. As Brother Becker talked about it earlier, the desire to fit in and the desire to be a part of the cool crowd and the in crowd and the things that were happening in my time as I was growing up. I understand the pull that is on young people. I understand the struggle when you come to church on Sunday and the pastor preaches under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and you begin to feel God move in your life and you begin to feel that call on your life, and then you go back to school on Monday and there's that that desire and that struggle to fit in. There's that want to fit in to the things that's going on, and that desire to be in with the cool crowd and the in crowd. But I'm here to tell somebody, we got to stick to the plan. God has a plan for your life. He's got a plan for your future, and He wants to know tonight, are you willing to stick to the plan? Are you willing to hang on to truth? Are you willing to let the world go by? Are you willing to forget about everything else and stay in the plan of God? Hallelujah. Commentaries tell me that Jeremiah was probably somewhere in his late teens or early 20s when God began to call him into this prophetic ministry. If you're in the house tonight and you're somewhere in your teens or your 20s, why don't you just wave your hand? Good, now I know who I'm preaching to. I'm just kidding. Amen. I would like to say tonight that I don't believe that you are the church of tomorrow, but rather, I believe you're the church of right now. I wish Pastor Gill had taken the time to get the statistics, but I heard not too long ago, my wife shared with me a thing on Facebook, and this man was talking, and he said, where are the days when we had pastors that were being called to pastor at a young age, when we had evangelists and prophets that were being called at a young age? Where are those days and where are those times? I believe we're living in a generation that God is calling some young people to ministry. God is calling some young people to fill some pulpits. God is calling some young people to reach your city. God is calling. But will you stick to the plan? Will you stick to the plan? As I look across this congregation this evening, I see musicians, I see singers, I see preachers, I see Sunday school teachers, I see altar workers, I see pastors, I see missionaries, I see evangelists, I see pastors' wives, I see Bible study teachers, and the list could go on and on. Don't underestimate, just because you're young, just because the world says that you're a child, that does not knock out the anointing and the call of God. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter your age. I'm telling somebody, I believe tonight that God has stepped into this building for such a time as this. I believe that God is calling some young people in this hour, in this day and age in which we're living. I'm sick and tired of young people that won't stand up for truth. My pastor said so many times, I wish we would get a backbone like a saw log. Some of you may not understand what that is, but I work in construction every day, and I'm telling somebody, when you get a hold of an old 2x4 that really equals up to 2x4 inches, it'll give you splinters. It's rough, it's tough, it won't take a nail, it barely takes a screw. You gotta pre-drill it. What I'm telling somebody, we need some young people that will stand up in this hour and say, I'm not bending to every wave and every whim of doctrine, but I'm gonna stand on this apostolic truth. Hallelujah. Why don't you clap your hands to the Lord right now? Woo. Hallelujah. When I look at this generation of young people, they have talent and ability pouring out of them. I've never seen a generation with so much talent flowing out of them. I was a young musician one time. And I worked and I worked and I worked some more. And it seemed like I never could get good enough. And Pastor, I see individuals get up on the music today, and I think they got to be 20. They got to be 25 years old, 30 and 40 years old. But talent just flows out of them. It just pours out of them. I'm trying to tell somebody, I believe God is equipping you for what He's calling you to do. I believe God has put His hand of anointing on some young people. He's just wanting to know, are you going to stick to the plan?
Are you going to hold the truth? Are you going to stand fast when everybody else is falling? Are you going to stay in the church when everybody else is quitting? Are you going to stick to the truth?
Hallelujah. Don't get hung up on the talent part. Some of you may feel like you don't have a lick of talent to offer, and that's all right, because God's not only looking for talent, He's looking for ability. I'm not comparing anybody, understand tonight. I'm not comparing anybody to a donkey. But I don't imagine that Balaam's donkey had a lot of talent flowing out of him. But as he headed over to curse, God began to speak through the lips of a donkey. I'm telling some young person in this house, you don't have to have talent if you'll be a willing vessel. If you'll be a willing vessel, you may never play a note on the keyboard. You may never play a beat on the drums. But if you'll stand for truth, if you hold on to the truth, if you stand for what's right, I believe God. I believe God's looking for some young people that's made up in their mind, I'm going to stick to the plan. I believe God's looking for some young people that's made up in their mind, I'm not turning around. I'm not running. I'm not going the other direction. There's a prize. There's a heaven that I've got to gain and a hell that I've got to shun. And I'm not going to lose out in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's not always looking for talent, but just a willing vessel. I believe that for every young person in this building tonight, there's a place for you. I've already said it because I have a tendency to jump ahead of myself when I get excited. But your talent and your ability may not be leading service. Your ability may not be the lead musician. But some of you can speak words like a wordsmith. I've seen individuals in my 40 years of living that can talk to people and convince them that this is what they need. I know this is an old cliche, but they used to say they could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. I believe there's some individuals in this place that your ability may be sitting down with some other young person and saying, oh, let me tell you my testimony, because I wasn't born in this thing, but let me tell you what God did for me. Let me tell you how He saved my soul. And you begin to lead them through the Word of God, through a Bible study, through Acts 2. 38 to water baptism, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that God will use a willing vessel. God will use a willing vessel. Somebody that's made up in their mind, I'm not turning back, I'm not letting down, I'm not giving in, but I'm going to hang on to the truth. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor tonight and tell him he's preaching to you. Now look to the other side, because I want to make sure everybody understands he's preaching to you. Hallelujah. You can be seated. God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. He said, before you were even born, Jeremiah, I already sanctified you and ordained you. I want some young person to hear me tonight in this place. I believe that there are some of you sitting in this house right now that before you were ever even born, God had already had His hand on your life. The devil had tried his best to tell you that you're not worth it. And he's tried his best to convince you that you're not good enough. You'll never be what God has called you to be.
You're a failure. You've messed up. You can't seem to get it right. But I've come tonight to tell some young person in this house, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. There is no truth in him. If he spoke it, you can believe it's a lie. If he spoke it, you can believe the opposite. Because God is faithful and just. God is able.
Hallelujah. Before you breathe your first breath of air, God had a plan and a ministry, a calling in place for your life. But before you were old enough to even recognize it, God had already placed an anointing upon your life. Why don't you lift your hands right now? Because I feel that somebody in this house needs to receive this word. Some young person's been struggling. You've been battling with your calling. You've been struggling with the anointing. I'm telling somebody, tonight is your night. I want you to leave this place changed. But I got to ask the question, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to push? Are you willing to stand? Are you willing to...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God began to tell Jeremiah some of the things that he was putting in place that he was fixing to accomplish. In verse 10, God told him that he was setting him over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. In this scripture, God begins to tell Jeremiah the plans that he has for his ministry. He instructs him that he was going to root out, to pull down, to destroy and to throw down before he ever began the process of building and planting. The Apostolic Study Bible notes tells me that under King Josiah's leadership, Judah had experienced his greatest revival yet, according to 2 Kings chapter 22. But somehow, once again, they had turned back to idolatry and sin. It was during this time that God began to call Jeremiah into his prophetic ministry. And just as it was in Jeremiah's time, I believe that the world is falling further and further away from God's plan. But I also believe that God will raise up a man and a woman for the hour. God's going to raise up a young person that's going to stand when everything else is falling. God's going to raise up a young person who was born in apostolic truth. I'm not talking about from birth. I'm talking about you had a new birth. You were born in apostolic truth. You didn't have to cut your teeth on one of these pews to make it, but I'm here to tell somebody, God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for you.
Hallelujah.
He told Queen Esther, he had put her in a place. There she was for such a time as this. And I believe that God is raising up young people in this hour for such a time as this. I said, I believe God is raising up young people. The devil would like you to see young people falling by the wayside. You preached it, Brother Becker. The devil would like you to focus on the tunnel. But I'm telling somebody, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not going to focus on the ones necessarily that are falling away, but I believe with all my heart that God's raising up a generation for such a time as this. When the world falls by the wayside, God's going to raise up a generation that's going to stand for truth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone who will stand for the plan that God has for their life. Someone who will not deviate from the direction that God has called them into. Someone that will stick to the plan. If you look, or if you took repentance, if it took repentance, water baptism, and the filling of the Holy Ghost back then I believe tonight,
in this service. If you want to make heaven, and I've never met anybody that wanted to go to hell, but if you want to make heaven, I believe it still takes repenting of your sins. I believe it still takes water baptism. And I believe it still takes the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell somebody in this house tonight, if you've not yet received it, I believe with all my heart, tonight, God is raising up people. He's raising up a generation. He'll fill you with His Spirit, and you'll never want to let it go. You'll never want to turn around. You'll never want to quit. Hallelujah. You can't find anything like this in the world. You can't find anything that will give you peace like this in the world. I've had the privilege and opportunity of working with several people in our home church that at one time in their life had been strung out on drugs. And I was there when they received the gift of the Holy Ghost, helping pray them through to the power of the Holy Ghost. And I remember specifically a young man that I was working with as a youth pastor. And he turned around to me the night that he got the Holy Ghost. And he said, "There's nothing like this. I've never done a drug that compares to this. I've never experienced a high that compares to this." I'm here to tell some young person, tonight you got to make up in your mind. I'm going to stick to the plan. Hallelujah. If it took holy and righteous living back then, I believe, I understand this is a Section 5 youth rally, but I'm here to instill something in some young people. If it took holy and righteous living back then, it's still going to take holy and righteous living when the trump of God sounds. He said, "Without righteous, no man shall see the Lord." Without holiness, no man is going to see the Lord. He said, "I am holy, so you've got to be holy." I believe it's still takes holiness. If it took being faithful to the house of God back then I believe. I hope I'm not stepping anywhere, Pastor, that I'm not supposed to be, but I believe if it took being faithful to the house of God back then, it takes being faithful to the house of God now. For He said in His Word, not to turn from faithfulness, not to turn, but to gather yourself together. I'm telling some young person in this place tonight, if you want to hold and stick to the plan of God, then you got to hang on to it. I hope there's some young people in this place tonight that before you leave this service has a newfound passion and a newfound love for the apostolic truth, that you walk away hanging on, made up in your mind, "I'm not turning around, I'm not letting go, I'm not letting up, but I'm going to stick to the plan." Hallelujah. We live in a world that is falling deeper and deeper into sin and confusion. A time where gender confusion seems to be taking over. Brother Lang, I hope I'm not stepping where I don't need to be. But I feel like there's some things tonight that need to be said. Gender confusion seems to be running rampant. The roles of a man and a woman are being attacked. And not only are they being attacked, but they are being distorted, blurred, and twisted. People are dressing up and portraying themselves as animals. Abortion rate is higher than it's ever been before. They will stand and fight to save an animal's life, but they allow mothers to take the lives of innocent young babies. Suicide rate among teens is at an all-time high. I've come to let somebody know I'm sticking to the plan.
I said, I've come to let some young person know I'm sticking to the plan. I'm hanging on to truth. I'm hanging on. I wish somebody would get this down in your spirit tonight. I'm sticking to the plan. I'm not changing. I'm not letting go. If it was good enough for my pastor, it's good enough for me. If it was good enough for mom and daddy, it's good enough for me. If it was good enough for grandma and grandpa, it's good enough for me. If it was good enough for Paul and Silas, it's good enough for me. If it was good enough for the three Hebrew boys that faced the fiery furnace, it's good enough for me. Oh, somebody shout right now. Somebody lift up a praise in this house. Oh, come on, somebody. Get it down in your spirit right now. Make up in your mind right now. I'm going to stand on truth. I'm going to hang on to this apostolic doctrine with every breath that I've got. I'm going to preach it just like the Bible says. The Bible tells us in Luke 17, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. God destroyed the earth in Noah's days because of their wickedness. So that lets me know that this whole world is on a downward spiral. It's not getting any better, but every time this sin and destruction entered in, God had a plan. Every time that the devil tried to destroy, God had a plan. Every time the enemy tried to kill it out, God had a plan. Hallelujah. I've come to tell some young person in this house tonight, you're going to face some things that some of these elders in this place may have never faced before. Should the Lord tarry, you're going to face some obstacles and some opposition that some of them, maybe the church has not yet ever seen. But I'm here to tell somebody, if you'll hang on and stick to the plan, you may have to root out some things that try to make their way into the church. You're going to have to pull down some strongholds that try to come against the church. You're going to have to destroy some false doctrines that try to make their way into apostolic truth. And you're going to have to throw down every idle thing. I said you're going to have to throw down every idle thing that tries to exalt itself before God. But if you will hold on to the truth, if you'll embrace the old path, Elder, I've had the opportunity to sit in the same congregation, in the same church that your bishop, Elder Walls, is a part of, sat underneath his ministry. At the same time, your daddy sat on the front pew, or the second pew back, right up by the front. I've had the privilege and opportunity to see some of these elders at work, and I'm telling somebody, I'm willing to hang on to the old path. I'm willing to embrace that old apostolic way. If it worked for them, it'll work for me. If it worked for them, I believe God will still pour it out. If I've seen God work in their ministry, I believe God will work in your ministry if you'll hold on and stick to the plan. Hallelujah. It isn't any time for letting down our standards. We can't afford to compromise this great apostolic truth. It is imperative. Young man of God that God's calling into the ministry, it is imperative that you do not change the message. You may do things a little different, and that's fine, but don't change the message. You may put lights and fog in the sanctuary, but don't change the message. I'm here to tell you, young person, your presentation may look a little different than everybody else's, but hang on. Hang on to this truth, because it's what's going to get us from here to glory.
In the instructions that God gave Jeremiah, there were some things that had to be done before Judah could experience the planting and the building that God told Jeremiah about. It come to tell this group of young people tonight that if you desire to be used of God, I pray that every one of your hearts is pricked tonight. And somewhere down deep inside, there's a desire to preach the word. There's a desire to work in the kingdom that supersedes any other desire in this whole world, that is greater than any other desire that the enemy could offer you, than any other temptation that the devil may bring your way. I pray that while you're there in that moment of temptation, that all of a sudden something musters up inside of you and something begins to stir inside of you. And maybe just by some chance, you'll look back on this night and remember, I'm going to stick to the plan. Yeah, devil, you painted a good picture. Yeah, devil, I understand that your road is easy and the things are great. The Bible says that the pleasures of sin are for a season. I'm here to tell somebody, I'll testify to it tonight. Yes, the devil has pleasures, but they're only for a season. And when he's done, he'll leave you broken. He'll leave you busted. He'll leave you disgusted. He'll leave you frustrated. He'll leave you torn apart. He'll leave you in pieces. And the Bible says at the end is death. If you choose that road, I've come to tell some young person tonight, and I'm narrowing to a close, if the music wants to come, there's got to be some boundaries that you don't cross. There must be some places that you don't go. And there's got to be some things that you make up in your mind, I will not partake of. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Israel and Judah continually went back to idolatry worship, the sin of their past, and God had already instructed Moses to tell the people in Exodus 20 and verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is under the waters or under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. I've come to tell some young person that's been struggling with your call of God upon your life. God isn't satisfied with using your talent and your ability for something in the world. I said God's not satisfied if you pick up a side gig playing for something else, but he give you a talent to use in the house of God. He give you an ability to use in the house of God, and he's a jealous God. He wants all of you, not part of you, but all of you. But you got to stick to the plan. It was never God's plan for Israel to serve or to worship other gods. Just as it has never been God's plan for you to struggle with the desires of the things of this world. Get your mind set on the calling that God has for you, and not the things of the world that are calling you. I said, get your mind set on the calling that God has for you, and not the things of the world that are calling you. I'm going to say it again. Get your mind set on the calling. Why do I keep saying it? Pastor, because I hope and I pray that there's somebody in this congregation tonight that leaves here with a made up mind. I'm going to stick to the plan. I'm not going anywhere, but God's put a calling on my life, and the things that the enemy is using to call me are their temptations. They're fake. They're phony, and I'm not giving in. But I'm going to stick to the plan. As long as there is life on this earth, there will be, mark my words, there will be temptation. And as long as people are living, there will be a movement from hell to water down and diminish this great truth. But the Lord said in every temptation that he would make a way of escape. And I believe that as long as the Lord tarries, he's going to raise up a generation of Jeremiahs that say, if it's just me, if nobody else is doing it, if everybody else has quit, they've given up, they've went to the house, I'm going to make my way to the house of God. I'm going to preach one more message and one more service. There may not be anybody sitting in the congregation. I may not have witnessed to anybody this week. I may not have taught a Bible study to anybody, but I'm going to practice. I'm going to hide the word of God in my heart that I won't sin against him, because I'm going to stick to the plan. He will raise up a young man or a young woman that he has called from the womb. Scripture tells me that it's not his will that any should perish. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. You want to know who that chosen few is? It's those somewhere had a youth rally. I said, it's those somewhere in a service such as this. Not because I'm preaching it, but because God has showed up. And I believe there's some callings and some ministries that God's reviving tonight. I believe God has come tonight to remind some young person in this house, you've been called. I believe that God has placed some ability and some anointing upon some young person's life tonight. Before you were ever born, he already had a plan for you. I said, before you ever drew your first breath, God saw you in the womb at conception. At conception, I believe that God looked down from heaven and he rejoiced, saying, oh, there's my child. The enemy's trying to tell somebody in this place, you've messed up and you've went too far. But let me speak tonight to that false doctrine. I'm here to tell some young person, you can't run so far away from God that he can't save you. You can't go so far away from God that he can't reach you.
You can't hide in a locked up room somewhere with a needle or a bottle, and God can't step through the walls and begin to touch your life and your heart.
Would you just lift your hands all across this house right now? Hallelujah. I believe God is moving. He's stirring and He's working. You may not be a young person in this place, but I believe God's come to reach for somebody. My question to you is, are you going to stand? Are you going to stick to the plan? Are you going to stand when others are falling? Are you going to stand when the ground is shaking? Are you going to stand? The Bible says that in the last days, everything that could be shaken will be shaken. But I'm here to tell somebody, there's going to be a generation. God's calling and raising up a generation. I said He's raising up a generation. Will you be part of the generation? Will you be a part of the plan of God? Will you be a part of the end time revival? Will you be able to hear when the trumpet sounds? Is your feet going to stand, or are you going to fly? Those that made up in their mind, I'm going to stick to the plan. All across this house right now, if you're not praying, why don't you find somebody? And let's just take a few moments right now and just have a good old-fashioned prayer meeting, because I believe God's calling and God's moving. God's restoring some ministries, and maybe even yet He's calling some people into ministry. But it's going to be those that stand. It's going to be those that stick to the plan.
Be my bread. Be my voice. Be my hands.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information about our services and activities, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the username FACMC. Again, that's FACMC. Thank you, and have a blessed day.